plays the organ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I sort of, I'm his assistant.
Ah, I see. You're working with an organist.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose you get to travel a lot?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. All the way out to the end of the chain.
Is that right? Yeah. Did you say chain?
Yeah.
Now, just a minute. An organ and a chain?
Oh, it's a swell job. Short hours and all the peanuts I can eat.
Now I know what kind of a job you have. Now, look, Mortimer.
Oh, please, Mr. Bergen, I'd rather you call me by my stage name.
What's that?
Jocko.
Jocko. Mortimer, that organ grinder is using you to replace his monkey.
Yeah?
Yes. Now, you'll just have to quit that job.
Well, what for?
I'm sorry.
I got as much right to work as the next monkey.
But for a few peanuts that you work hard for all day, why, Mortimer, you were pooped. You were duped.
Well, that louses up my line.
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah.
Well.
Do you want to sit up here?
No.
You're sort of crowding into my territory now.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to explain to you is that you have made the world's biggest fool of yourself.
Well, I always say anything worth doing at all is worth doing well. Yeah, that's right.
I say, Edgar, I haven't seen Charles around. Anything wrong with the little chap?
No, you see, he's doing odd jobs around the neighborhood now to earn some spending money.
Oh, really? You know, chap, Father had the same theory.
Uh-huh.
When I was a lad, I asked Father for money to take a girl dancing, you see. And he said, go clean out the furnace.
Well, how did it work?
Oh, fine. But I still think we would have enjoyed ourselves more if we'd gone dancing. Oh, I say, Edgar, here comes Charlie, and the little chap is soaking wet.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Bergie.
Charlie, I want to know, what is the meaning of this? How did you get so wet?
Well, do you want the truth or a lie?
The truth.
Oh, the truth, yeah. Would you care to try for another category?
No. Let's not horse around. How did you get wet?
Well, would you believe I broke off with my girl and she cried on my shoulder?
No.
Yes, that sounds logical to me.
It does, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I think I better think up another one then.
All right now, Charlie, please, out with it. Remember, the road to ruin is paved with lies.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, shake hands with the head contractor.
Yeah. Now, let's get to the bottom of this, Charlie. Now, you were supposed to clean up Robert Cummings' garage, weren't you?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Now, did you or did you not get into trouble over there?
Mr. Bergen, can't we take one thing at a time?
All right. Very well. What do you want to take first?
A powder.
You know. All right, let's out with it now. Explain.
Well, you see, Bob Cummings has such interesting and inviting junk in his garage that... Before I knew it, my inventive genius reared its ugly head.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
Well, I took his pressure tank, his washing machine, and the motor off his lawnmower, and I sort of put it all together, little genius that I am.
Yes. And?
It came out a submarine.
A submarine.
And I launched it in Bob's pool. Yes.
You what?
Yes, stout sub it was. SS Donut, I calls it.
Mm-hmm.
I called it that because it was a sinker.
I see. In other words, your submarine was a failure?
Yes, it was. It burped twice and then fathoms set in.
I see.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Why, that's Bob Cummings.
No, hide me, Bergen. Help, hide me. Get me out.
No, Charlie. You'll stay right here, and you'll face the music. Come in, Bob.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hello, Bob.
Edgar, I'd like to have a little chat with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Little man, I looked in my garage, and it seems I don't have my washing machine anymore.
You should have kept up the payments.
Yes, it was my favorite washing machine, too. So round, so